Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 90. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Mainly clear skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 86.
Mid-America Network News. A 20-year-old man from Lenora died Thursday after a multiple rollover crash in Norton County. Around 8 p.m., a 29-year-old woman was driving a 2001 Ford Explorer on U-283 Highway. The vehicle left the road to the right for an unknown reason. The vehicle came back on the road but crossed the center line, and then the driver overcorrected. The vehicle rolled multiple times before coming to a rest in the northbound lane. The driver and a 75-year-old woman passenger were seriously injured. An occupant of the vehicle, 20-year-old Senque Montez, died in the accident. A new site is emerging as an option for a possible downtown Royals baseball stadium. Mayor Quentin Lucas said that Washington Square Park is one of the areas being considered for a new Royals baseball stadium site. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We want to see you in your perfect ride.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you about my friends at Midwest Kia. If you're in the market for a new Kia, they have over 150 new Kias on the lot and ready to go. They have the sporty K5 and Sorento, the redesigned Sportage, and everyone's favorite, the Telluride. At Midwest Kia, they never price over sticker. The staff is knowledgeable and professional. Their finance team will help you get in the right vehicle at a payment you are comfortable with. The service department is scheduling appointments to keep your new Kia in peak form and get you back on the road as soon as possible. All new Kias come with their 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, they offer a simple, transparent, and fast, better way to buy your next vehicle. Go see them today at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
A Salina judge has sentenced a former teacher and coach to more than 7 years in prison. A jury convicted Barry Fritz of aggravated indecent liberties with a child and aggravated solicitation of a child last November. Saline County deputies arrested him on March 17, 2022 after investigating a child sex crimes case. Salina police say the arrest stemmed from an incident at a South Salina home on November 24, 2021. Police say the victim was a girl under the age of 14. Fritz used to teach and coach at Sacred Heart in Salina and Canton Galva USD 419. Lawrence police have made an important impact in the battle against the opioid epidemic during the second week of August. Police took more than 800 fentanyl pills from a suspected drug dealer during a vehicle stop. That's 800 potentially lethal doses of poison off the streets. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature, along with Governor Jim Pillen, continues to discuss tax relief during a special session in there, as lawmakers recently passed a bill by 34-11 vote that would give major income tax credits for property taxes, along with expanding school tax credits, and restricts the annual increases in local property taxes based on the rate of inflation across the state. According to the Panhandle News, they say that the bill was passed on Tuesday evening, as legislators did end up taking out numerous things, including dozens of sales tax increases to pay for additional property tax relief. As the conversation continues, according to Republican Governor Jim Pillen, he says lawmakers continue to discuss budget cuts to match the tax cuts that they're seeing at the statewide level. The special session was called by Governor Jim Pillen during the summertime after the legislature failed to pass his proposal on cutting property taxes to an average of 40% during the regular session of the year. Good America Network News.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash, 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
It's high octane excitement. Crashes that raise the hair on your arms. Monday, September 9th, 7:30 at the Kansas State Fair. It's the Demolition Derby. Drivers across Mid-America meet in Hutchinson to mangle the metal.
It's fun the whole family can enjoy.
Drivers, start your engines and get ready for full-size, hard-hitting action at the Kansas State Fair. Monday, September 9th at 7:30 in the grandstand. Brought to you by the Steckline Communications and the Mid-America Networks.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Beatty Milo Festival kicks off this evening with a kids' fest at 6 p.m., plus free hot dogs and ice cream. Turtle races at 7 with a cornhole tournament, and the softball tournament begins this evening, along with a glow run at 9 p.m. Milo and corn exhibits will be on display beginning at 9 a.m. Saturday. The truck show also gets underway with Touch a Truck, plus a King and Queen contest, inflatables at 10, kids' pedal pull at 11, STEM stations for kids at noon, kids' bike races at 1, as well as the antique tractor pull. Parade in Beatty Saturday begins at 4 p.m. with the Schmitz Blitz performing live at 6. Beer Garden Friday and Saturday with food trucks all day Saturday at the Beatty Milo Festival. Full information is on their Facebook page. Barnes Community Development Corporation will host the Peterson Brothers Farm Show Saturday morning at 10:30 at the Bandshell in Barnes, in conjunction with the annual Antique and Junk Fest in Barnes Saturday, running 9 to 4. Nemaha Central USD 115 has requested renegotiation with Prairie Hills USD 113, asking reconsideration of a boundary map, which calls for transfer of some 81 square miles in contention in the Burn area. Several student transfers after closing of the Burn School led to a petition, which in June was denied by the Kansas State Board of Education, who encouraged the districts to work toward resolving the issue on a local level. Additional details regarding the filing and response are on the USD 115 website. CJ Express in Frankfort will be shutting down the old store Monday for demolition, reopening the new store just west next Thursday. Temporary fueling will be available in transition. Work will be completed then after demolition by the end of this year. Saturday's Public Affairs Spotlight continues a series of conversations with area school superintendents as classes resume. Lee Schmidt with Hanover Barnes Lynn comments on what he's looking forward to.
I always look forward to seeing all the kids back in school, the families, new families, and returning families. I look forward to all the excitement the kids bring and the enthusiasm that the teachers bring to their lessons. I look forward to seeing all that the kids can do, both academically and in their other extracurricular activities.
Tune for the Public Affairs Program Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, as Denise O'Day with Washington County shares her excitement for the upcoming school year.
I'm looking forward to the kids getting back. You know, summertime is a restful time for everyone, but there's nothing that beats the excitement of the first part of school. We have a lot of new staff this year, and I'm excited to see how they grow and how they assimilate into the USD 108 school district culture, and it's just an exciting time. I can't say there's one thing in particular that I'm looking forward to, just the whole experience.
Barbara Jo Hamlin, age 67, passed away January 23rd. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barbara Jo Hamlin. Sharon L. Swearingen, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Saturday from 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Sharon Swearingen. Rita M. Brinkley, age 69, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the McPherson Cemetery Monday afternoon. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Rita Brinkley.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Find your next hidden gem at the Barnes Antique and Junk Fest, Saturday, August 17th. Vendors offering something for everyone from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. YouTube sensations, the Peterson Farm Brothers, will have a presentation at the City Park Bandshell at 10:30 a.m. More vendors are always welcome. To claim a spot, contact the Sunflower Mercantile from now until the 17th. Treasures galore at the Barnes, Kansas Antique and Junk Fest, Saturday, August 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sponsored by the Barnes Community Development Corp and local businesses.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Some scattered showers may continue early tonight, then staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still more sunshine on Sunday, a bit cooler with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then a slight chance for some rain showers into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain early Monday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower 80s, then staying mostly clear into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still more sunshine as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And still more sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89, record high on this date, 108. The average low, 67, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:21. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
Weather has a way of inspiring creative language, and heat seems to be especially inspirational. It's a look at the poetry of the heat wave today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 16th, the 229th day of the year. Actor Steve Carell has a birthday, and folks are remembering Elvis Presley on the anniversary of his death in 1977. Sometimes the weather is so hot that the word hot just isn't enough. Here's a few of those "how hot was it" expressions that we've been collecting. Hotter than blazes, so hot the corn is popping in the field. Hotter than a billy goat and a pepper patch, and the proverbial so hot you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. We've heard comparisons to $2 pistols and firecrackers, and during one recent scorcher, we almost believed the line that birds were using potholders to catch worms. Got a favorite expression for a heat wave? We'd love to hear it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Contact us online at almanac.com.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
Western National Bank, Kramer Oil, and the Frankfort Community Care Home remind you of the annual Beatty Model Festival this weekend. The fun kicks off Friday with the Kids Fest at 6. They'll have a glow run at 9. Saturday, Milo and Corn exhibits and the truck show start at 9. Kids bike races at 1, as well as the antique tractor pull. Parade Saturday begins at 4 with the Schmitz Blitz performing live at 6. Beer garden in operation Friday night and Saturday with food trucks all day Saturday at the Beatty Milo Festival. An invitation from Western National Bank in Summerfield, featuring options that allow you to keep up with your account anytime, 24/7. Western National Bank, member FDIC. Kramer Oil in Marysville offers fuel, oil, and now propane delivery as well. One convenient provider. Our family serving yours since 1976, Kramer Oil. Frankfort Community Care Home, the care-first approach sets them apart. Their residents live life to the fullest. Committed to caring in a rural setting at Frankfort Community Care Home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big weekend for sports across the state of Kansas, starting off with football, as it is week number 2 of the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, as they are on the road this weekend taking on the Detroit Lions. That game happening on Saturday at 3 p.m. They did fall short in game number 1 for the preseason last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, 26-13, as the Chiefs work to finalize their starting roster going into week number 1 coming up on September 5th. There is one more preseason game after this, next weekend against the Chicago Bears back at home at Arrowhead Stadium. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals back in action starting tonight after having yesterday off, as they are starting a 3-game series on the road against the Cincinnati Reds. That goes through the weekend before heading back home to Kauffman Stadium on Monday to take on the LA Angels going through Wednesday. First pitch tonight against the Cincinnati Reds is set for 5:40, Saturday at 5:40, with a midday game on Sunday at 1 p.m.
At Rusty at Ford, it's the dog days of summer, and we have the coolest deals on the hottest models. Get treated like top dog with sizzling deals on the 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and the best-selling truck in America for 47 years, the Ford F-150. 0% APR for 36 months, or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months. Get your paws on a new ride during our Dog Days of Summer sales event, only at Rusty at Ford. 0% APR in 2024 Escape, Expedition, Edge, and America's number one selling truck, the F-150. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyEtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape, $1,667 per thousand financed. Mach-E, $1,389 per thousand financed. 2024 is $2,777 per thousand financed. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
The Washburn University women's volleyball team says that they are excited to launch off their 2024 volleyball season after having 4 consecutive trips to the NCAA tournament for the past few years, except for the 2023 season, as head coach Chris Heron says that the team is on a mission to change that for this upcoming season. KSNT News reports that according to a statement from Heron, they say, quote, "We did not finish well last year. I know my kids are tired of me telling them about last year and what I thought was not very good, but I think the biggest thing we needed, a little more edge. We didn't have that edge in us last season." The season for the girls starts off on September 5th against the University of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. In other news, head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid, has given an update on one of the players that was injured during preseason game number 1 is Hollywood Brown, that suffered a dislocated shoulder after game number 1 after catching an 11-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes, ended up spending an overnight stay at a hospital in Jacksonville to treat his injury. Reid says, however, that he will be back and at it in no time.
There is a difference, a lot of difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
There is a difference.
at Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
The highest quality mower you can trust is Hustler, and with Blue Valley Trailer's 0% financing, you can get in the seat of a new zero turn today. Built American-made in the state of Kansas, Hustler provides the strength and quality you'd expect without spending more than you want. Finish the mowing season out strong and be prepared for next year with Blue Valley Trailers' 0% financing options. Stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville to look over their complete selection of residential and commercial options or check out their website, bluevalleytrailers.com.
Bumps along stems and sticky substance on the leaves of magnolia are indications magnolia scale has infested your tree. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These insects feed on twigs and branches, removing large quantities of plant sap. They excrete the excess as a clear, sticky substance called honeydew. Branches completely covered by scale insects can be weakened and even killed. Remove small infestations by pruning out the few scale-infested stems. Treat heavier infestations with lightweight horticulture oil. This organic option will not harm our essential pollinators. Spray the tree when the immature scale, called crawlers, exit the shell-like covering to find a place to begin feeding. These tiny red crawlers usually appear between late August and early October. Be sure to read and follow label directions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
On the surface, it seemed like an unlikely scenario for success. A barber from Iowa striking oil and building one of the largest companies in America. But that's exactly what happened. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bob Frazier shares the story of a millionaire barber.
Mr. Phillips was in Creston, Iowa. He was a young entrepreneur in the barber business, owned three barber shops, became good friends with the president of the bank in Creston, Iowa, fell in love with a girl by the name of Jane Gibson, who happened to be the daughter of that bank president.
The couple married in 1897, and Phillips' father-in-law got him a job at the bank. Soon, he was crisscrossing the country selling bonds.
More than anything else, he was always scared that he was going to miss the next great adventure. And so, with his father-in-law's blessings, he and his brother headed to Oklahoma, established a bank here in Bartlesville, and got into the oil business.
But Phillips did not find immediate success.
He was ready to fold up the fledgling business.
They had drilled a couple of dry wells, decided to drill one more because they had already paid for the lease and they were going to have to either drill or walk away from it. They drilled the Anna Anderson. It was a huge gusher, and they hit their next 58 straight wells that they drilled.
They struck oil in 1905, and soon the Phillips Petroleum Company, which became ConocoPhillips, was born.
By 1920, he was spending about half his time in New York City at the office there and half his time in Bartlesville, and he was being invited to parties, social occasions on the East Coast.
In turn, Phillips wished to host Easterners at his home in Oklahoma. However, he lacked the right spot to entertain those guests. What resulted is our story next time as we travel the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCray.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full-service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
If your lawn is looking tired and yellow, maybe it needs a good ironing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Iron deficiencies in grass can be due to a number of factors, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
The perfect lawn is a uniform shade of green. A yellowish mottled appearance might indicate an iron deficiency. Iron plays an important role in chlorophyll production, which turns grass green. Jeff Beasley is an associate turf professor at Louisiana State University. He says if your grass is low on iron, it'll let you know, but the symptoms can be confusing.
It's a lot like nitrogen deficiency, and that you're going to see yellowing of the leaves. You're going to have stunted growth, but that's kind of difficult to always tell, especially with plants that are growing so low to the ground.
An iron deficiency doesn't necessarily mean a lack of iron in the soil, so the first thing to do is check the soil pH level. A pH that's too high or too low could be inhibiting the plant's ability to absorb the iron. A normal pH reading could mean there's too much phosphorus in the soil, which also reduces iron uptake. If a test reveals your grass is on the anemic side, there are several products available that will temporarily green it up.
A lot of them are liquid and they're chelated, which means they're chemically available to the plant. The only thing, and if anybody's ever applied iron and messed up when too high an application, it'll turn it a very, very dark green, almost to the point that it's black. It is low dose. It doesn't take much to have the effect.
Lawn management practices that improve root growth will improve iron uptake. This includes proper mowing, fertility, watering, and soil aeration. Beasley says if you've been bagging your lawn clippings for a long period of time, you're removing a lot of nutrients from the system, and iron could be one of those. Learn more about ironing your lawn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute and a crash course on money. First, prepare for the inevitable. Have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months' living expenses. Emergencies will always crop up. Proverbs 22:3 tells us, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Next, get 2 or 3 loan offers when financing a home and keep your monthly payment to 25% or less of your take-home pay. Otherwise, you'll have trouble staying on budget. And finally, stop putting off saving for retirement, thinking that you'll have more money available to invest in the years ahead. Proverbs 27:1 teaches, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Hey!
Hello.
I've got some questions. August 24th in Blue Rapids, I hear there's a big event going on.
Yes, it's huge. The Kansas Pop-Up event is coming. It's actually over there on the square. There's going to be a lot of activities set up. There's going to be a craft show, a fish fry, and there's going to be a live band that day.
Oh.
And I heard it is...
Sidetrack?
Exactly. There's also an open mic night. All the activities start at 8 a.m. August 24th. You can check out more information at the Blue Rapids Roundtown Square Festival on Facebook, or you can visit BigKansasRoadTrip.com.
Hope to see you there, August 24th, Blue Rapids, Kansas.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
How a USDA grant program helped a small meat processor in Wisconsin expand operations. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Excavation was scheduled to begin this week to expand J.M. Watkins Meats and Meat Processing in Plum City in West Central Wisconsin, thanks to a grant from the USDA Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program. Owner Brandon Clare.
We're thinking right now it would probably be another 5 or 6 full-time employees because our building that we're in is 124 years old. It was really never set up for a meat locker. So just with the employees we have in a new efficient building, we could probably cut an extra 5 beef a week.
Claire says customers can barely squeeze into the store now, but that'll change.
Our retail is about 6 feet wide by about 12 feet long. Our new retail will be about 20 by 40, and we're going to have a drive-through for people to pick up fresh meat.
Claire is looking forward to offering additional services, too, when construction finishes.
We're floating around some ideas of maybe a restaurant, maybe a commercial kitchen that you could rent out if you had projects that you wanted to do but you needed a commercial kitchen. We do have a fair amount of cold storage, so that could be beneficial. And there's been talk about maybe cutting deer in that building during the deer hunting season.
The program was designed by USDA Rural Development to encourage competition and sustainable growth in the U.S. meat processing sector while enhancing supply chain resiliency. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Landall in Marysville is seeking a mechanic. Duties would include inspecting vehicle engine and mechanical electrical components to diagnose and fix issues accurately. We'll conduct routine maintenance work, aiming to vehicle functionality and longevity. Provide accurate estimates for repair or maintenance. This would include, but not limited to, auto fleet, over-the-road trucks, forklifts, and etc. Salary based on experience and qualifications, a full benefit package available, and includes paid time off, paid holidays, comprehensive insurance, profit sharing, 401k, gas allowance to drive to work, and more. Successful candidates must have good attendance, attention to detail, communication skills, and provide total customer satisfaction. Landall Company in Marysville is looking for a mechanic. Apply online at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Good Friday. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The University of Nebraska is well known for its work in crop testing. Dr. Amanda Easterly is an associate professor of agronomy and horticulture. She says the goal of their crop testing work is to help producers make the best possible decisions for their farms.
Yeah, so that's our whole goal with our crops testing program, is that Dr. Creech and I, with our team of technical staff and support staff, our goal is to provide growers with as clean of information as we can so that they can use it to help make decisions. We have locations all across the state. We really enjoy getting to see all of the different varieties and have really good partnerships with our seed industry professionals.
So there's a lot of data to break down in their work, as you might start with begin posting to individual site data. It includes different regions of the state, rain fed versus irrigated production. And then there's the point in time and place in space. So it's a single location. How do the varieties perform at that location? You can find a location similar. You can look at the results and see, did that, for example, use similar growing practices as I do. Now, it's rewarding to see the patterns come together as they look at wheat.
What's really cool is as we start to see multiple locations from a region where all the same varieties are being tested, what's interesting to me is to see, are we seeing similar trends within a region? Or do we start to see, okay, so it looks like this variety is really geared towards this part of the panhandle of Nebraska. Are there further breakdowns that we can make? The other thing that's really cool and is one of the unique aspects of wheat overall, as compared to some of our other commodities, is that wheat is not just yield. Growers of wheat get benefits from having other quality characteristics.
Again, with the University of Nebraska was Dr. Amanda Easterly. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news, only here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for the ultimate striper fishing adventure? Join us at Lake Texoma for a day of excitement and big catches with Jacob Orr's Guaranteed Guide Service.
We caught stripers all day long. These guys know their stuff.
Our experienced guides work hard to make every trip unforgettable. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, we've got you covered.
The thrill of the fight, the joy of the catch, and the beauty of Lake Texoma. There's nothing like it.
Book your trip today and experience the best striper fishing around. Call 903-819-3329 or visit online at ggstexoma.com. That's ggstexoma.com. Guaranteed Guide Service Lake Texoma, where hard work meets great fun on the water. And as always, no fish, no pay. It's time for you to come out and enjoy the ultimate striper fishing adventure at Lake Texoma.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Have you updated your farm insurance coverage lately? Make sure you're protecting what you've built over the years on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Insurance is one of those things you hope you never have to use, but it's good to know it's there if you need it. When was the last time you looked at your policies and made updates? There is so much investment in a farm, sometimes you forget to make sure it's properly insured. Kevin Leibold is an Extension Farm and Agriculture Business Management Specialist at Iowa State University. He says anytime there are major changes in your operation, assets, inventory, and vehicles, you should update the policies. And don't forget the little stuff either.
You got a shop out there. You got your office in it. You've got a laptop in it. You've got a copy machine in it. You got a LCD TV in it. You keep adding a little more pieces of this and that. And yeah, if you lost one of them, it wouldn't be a big deal at all because a lot of that technology gets obsolete fairly fast. But if you had a shop fire and the whole complex was destroyed, that might be an issue for some people.
On the flip side, maybe there are some things that don't need to be insured anymore. He says to look at the items on your depreciation schedule and see how it compares to your insurance inventory sheet.
If I've got old barns, old bins, do I really need to have them insured? Oftentimes, we'll go in on an estate and I'll sit with the widow and say, you know, you had your barn insured for $20,000. If that barn burned down tomorrow, would we even replace it? Well, no. That machine shed, if it blew away, would we replace it? No. So oftentimes we can pare things down and save ourselves some dollars that way.
The most valuable asset on your farm is you. Take care of yourself by reviewing your own risk and coverage. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about updating farm insurance coverage at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts says the Wildlife Habitat Education Program provides youth an opportunity to learn more about topics like wildlife management and ecology while allowing them to showcase their knowledge through multiple individual and team contests. He discusses specific topics within the program's curriculum.
Basically, it's an educational curriculum that focuses on helping youngsters understand and learn about wildlife habitat management. So it really starts off with how things like fire and grazing and processes like succession, which is that plant turnover through time, create wildlife habitat and different kinds of wildlife habitat. And it also, the youngsters learn about wildlife habitat requirements for different species. They learn what food items are food for different critters. They learn how to identify food items.
Ricketts breaks down the individual events available to participants, noting these competitions are not a requirement for the program.
There are state-level contests every year, and then there's a national contest. And so that contest, the individual pieces, are the Wildlife Challenge, and that's a general knowledge and identification activity. It's really, it's kind of an exam, like a lab practical exam, where the participants are given questions like, what is a community? And the students would need to know that a community is the collection of plants and animals that interact in an area. So they'd also identify things like they might be given a bat specimen, and they'd have to know that that's this species of bat. So the next piece is what we call wildlife management practices. In that activity, we have a sheet of paper that's got a set of wildlife management practices that we teach them about in the book. And then they, across the top, they would have a collection of species that should be in that area. And they have to, they're given a site and a scenario about that site, and they evaluate that site as habitat.
He outlines the two team activities members compete in.
The team events are the wildlife management plan, which a group of 3 to 4 participants would evaluate an area as habitat based on a scenario that they're given, and then write a management plan and draw a map for how to implement that management plan for those species at that site. And then the last piece is oral reasons. So then each member of the team would tell us how they managed that area for those different species, and we'd give them a set of questions that sort of prompt their responses about that.
That was K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on the Wildlife Habitat Education Program. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
During the summer months, flies can cause severe stress and annoyance to your livestock, leading to decreased weight gain and milk production. One stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville solves all those problems. From fly tags, dust control, spray, pour-on options to liquid and solid feed solutions. Applicator options include cattle rubs and mineral feeder lids that coat the head of your cattle with insecticide. Protect your herd and livelihood this season with one stop at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Good Friday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday on this final trading day of the current week, we are still seeing pretty much lower numbers across the board, especially in the livestock cattle markets with triple-digit losses today. August live cattle down 110 at 182.95. October down 220 at 178.55. It's even a worse day for the feeder cattle markets. The August contract down 370 at 243.02. September to 239.72. That's down 395. And losses as high as 470 in the later contracts. Hogs are also lower. October lean hogs down 162 at 74.87. December down 135 at 66.87. A dive through the grains and oilseeds now. Row crops are lower. Wheat market is higher. That includes Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat. September Kansas City wheat's up 4.25 at 541.25. December to 556.5. That's up 3.75 cents. And oats are higher. September oats to 320 a unit. That's up 1.75. Row crops are lower. September corn down to 371. That's 4 cents in the red. December down 4.25 to 392.75. Soybeans are taking the brunt of the hit today. September beans down 11.5 at 940. November to 958, that's down 10.5. And we take a look at the meal down 470 at 303.20. Soy oil is mostly lower in the later contracts. However, September's up 17 at 39.64. Cotton, though, a bit lower. December cotton down 14 at 67.01. If we take a look down Wall Street now, we see the stocks rise as the market comebacks lifts the S&P to the best week of 2024. The 500 currently up 14 at 5,557. NASDAQ up 65 at 17,659, and the Dow's up 109 at 40,672. Energy markets are red today. Crude oil down 167 at 76.49. Unleaded gas down 4 cents a gallon to 231. Heating oil's down 4 at 233, and natural gas down 7 at 212. August gold up $35 an ounce at $2,488. September silver up 38 at 28.80 per ounce, and the dollar index down 36 at 102.44.
Are you ready for the ultimate striper fishing adventure? Join us at Lake Texoma for a day of excitement and big catches with Jacob Orr's Guaranteed Guide Service.
We caught stripers all day long. These guys know their stuff.
Our experienced guides work hard to make every trip unforgettable. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, we've got you covered.
The thrill of the fight, the joy of the catch, and the beauty of Lake Texoma. There's nothing like it.
Book your trip today and experience the best striper fishing around. Call 903-819-3329 or visit online at ggstexoma.com. That's ggstexoma.com. Guaranteed guide service Lake Texoma, where hard work meets great fun on the water. And as always, no fish, no pay. It's time for you to come out and enjoy the ultimate striper fishing adventure at Lake Texoma.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 25 Chevy Trailblazers starting under $30,000. A 2024 Chevy Blazer Premier Package and a 2024 Chevy Equinox, along with several new Chevy Silverado pickups, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, a quiet morning for financial markets with little change and little to suggest the S&P 500 will have any problems finishing out its best week since last November. It's up more than 3% for the week. American consumers are slightly more optimistic, according to the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index. The slight increase from the July number might be attributed to the change atop the Democratic presidential ticket. 41% of consumers surveyed consider Vice President Harris the better candidate for the economy, compared to 38% for the Republican nominee, former President Trump. Life sciences giant Bayer saw shares soar by more than 8%. It reported a legal win in federal court stemming from suits over its Roundup weed killer. And major changes coming this weekend to home buying. Home sellers no longer required to pay commission to both the listing agent and the buyer's agent. It's the result of a settlement. Brian Clark, ABC News.